Hello, hello. Welcome back. What is up, you beautiful people? It's time for another episode of the Built on Bitcoin podcast. This is a This Week in Stacks episode where we're covering everything going on in the past 7 days or so. It is the holidays, so not a ton happened. Hopefully people are relaxing, but there's also some big shit that happened. So let's just get right into it with first things first. Moonray secured their funding round. The news went out that they raised $3.5 million to build the metaverse of the future. So we've all seen Moonray and what they're doing. If you haven't seen my conversation with Rodrigo, highly recommend it. That dude is a beast, so I would not bet against him. And yeah, just exciting to see, you know, this kind of capital allows you to just build so much more quicker and bring people on. So I think we're pretty close to launch. I think I heard within the next couple months they're going to have some early stuff coming out, as well as the NFT drop. So all very exciting, super dope. Another thing that launched is Demon Technologies, which is a mining company that also is building some tooling around data visualization and APIs for developers and us end users alike. And they just launched their own Stacks Explorer / mining monitor at onstacks.com. So you can go there and they have their own Explorer where you can type in a .btc name. Well, I'm not positive if you can use .btc, but you can use a wallet address and you can look at their transactions and what are they trading and what are they buying. But you can also look at the miners currently on the network, and you can look at, you can click on one and you can see how many, how long have they been mining, like how many blocks have they won. You can see how much Satoshis they've spent. You can see how much stacks they've been rewarded. And it will show you over the last, I think, 100 blocks, how many blocks they won. So it's like a bunch of grayed out blocks, and then boom, he won that one, he won that one, and that one too. So yeah, it's pretty user-friendly, and it gives you a good glimpse into, like, okay, there's 7 miners, and 2 of these are definitely OGs because they've spent, you know, well over $1 million, and they've won, you know, 2,000 blocks. And then you have these 2 miners that have won, like, 70 blocks, so they must be new. So you get to kind of understand some of the lay of the land, which is interesting. So yeah, super cool. Check it out. That is at onstacks.com. Next up, Stacker Chats, Muneeb, Gina, doing their thing. They released a video where Muneeb talks about subnets and what he's working on. You know, he's head down, apparently, in trying to scope out subnets and trying to get a working implementation out, ideally by the end of Q1 is what it's sounding like, which that's super dope. And, you know, talking to people like Zan, he said that you could pretty much run like a Solana VM in a subnet. So I'm not sure what a subnet exactly is. It's still early. We're all waiting for more details. But he did scope out some of how he's thinking about it, the potential it could bring, and some rough timelines for when we might hear more. So that's good. A few more things. There's a couple big NFT launches. First, Megapont. I mean, who even cares anymore? Megapont this, Megapont that. But Megapont released their Robot Factory, which if you have an ape, you were dropped, or you could claim a mainframe, and then you could pick up component crates, and you can pick and choose, like design your own robot, and then mint that robot as an official piece. And it's secondary to your original ape, so you can sell them each individually, or sell the individual components on the marketplace. So if you go to stacksnft.com, you'll now see there's Megapont Ape Club, Megapont Robots, and Megapont Robot Components, I think is the 3 categories. And yeah, you'll see like 2 stacks for a little like feather in a hat, or a city burning down as a backdrop, and that would be like 200 stacks. So, you know, a bunch of things were just dropped in the marketplace. And conveniently, the same day that this went live, There was a bunch of issues with the API on Stax's end, and a bunch of things were being wonky. I don't think they're related to Megapont, but pretty coincidental, so I don't know. But yeah, Megapont continuing to crush it. Still bummed I sold my ape like a dummy. But second NFT launch, Project Indigo. This one is still, I think, kind of under the radar, but it launched 3 days ago, and they've already sold like 117,000 stacks in volume. So it's a pretty good marker of people's interest. And this one is cool because it's pixelated art, kind of like Megapont. But the idea is that the characters are called Wastelanders. And if you hold an NFT, then you become part of the story. So every character is part of the story in some fashion. And there's a running timeline of what these characters are trying to achieve. And by holding an NFT, you get to vote. They'll have different rarities. You get different experience points, I believe. There was a call today that detailed some of their roadmap, but I didn't make it, and he hasn't done the notes out yet. So I'm just trying to release this and get it out there. But yeah, Project Indigo is super dope. Find them on Twitter or get in the Discord or buy one of them because they're still like, you know, 20 stacks above mint price. So it's super duper early. But yeah, I like this project a lot. The artwork is dope, and the team seems solid so far. So excited about that one. You know, NFTs are still going crazy. All right, last two things before I'm out of breath. But Alex, you know, the DeFi project that's trying to unleash Bitcoin that we all love with Chiante and Rachel and the whole crew, they now have an official launch date, and they're releasing a token, the Alex token. So the official launch date is going to be January 10th-ish. It might be a little earlier, might be a little after. They're just making sure that they get all of the upgrades related to SIP 12 done and doing some final contract audits, I believe. But they're pretty much ready to go, and they're launching initially with their launch pad. So I believe that means you can launch your own token, but don't quote me on that because I haven't deep dived in these things because your boy is busy. But yeah, I'll drop their Medium blog post below so you can check more into that. But they're releasing with the launch pad, and then a week or two later, they're releasing the rest of their, or a big chunk of their other functionality. And the other thing is they're releasing their token, the Alex token, which, again, I have not deep dived enough into that, and I'm pretty newbie when it comes to tokenomics and these kind of things. I haven't spent much of time actually spending time in DeFi. So I'm going to refer again to the blog post. It's below, but if you want to get in at the base level and have the best chance of securing those tokens as like the first wave, then you'll definitely want to read that because there are some ways they're doing it where you hop on testnet and you use Alex in a certain way, and then you'll get tickets to be part of the initial like offering lottery. So yeah, pretty tight. Last thing on the list, the Boom team, and I think Friediger and some other developers were on this, but the guys who've been doing the Boom boxes where you can buy this limited edition NFT and then it stakes your stacks you bought with that, and you get one cycle worth of rewards from it. They're doing a spin on that, but for charity. So they're calling it the Charity Cracker this first time around. And same place, you go to boom.money and go to Get Boombox. And when you buy the NFT, it actually doesn't cost you anything. So this one is totally free. If you want to commit 10 stacks or 100 stacks or 1,000 stacks or 1,000,000 stacks, that won't leave your wallet. All it's going to do is going to delegate those stacks on behalf of you to Friediger Pool, and then the rewards you would get from that for stacking is going to go to a charity. And in this case, the charity is the Surfer Kids, which is a nonprofit group based in South Africa that teaches kids in life's lessons like dedication and commitment and perseverance through surfing. And so 5 days a week, they run these classes where they'll teach kids these things, they feed them, And it just sounds like a super good nurturing environment. And so if you do this process right now and you go to boom.money and get a boombox, you're actually going to get a charity cracker. And if you put, say, 1,000 stacks into this thing, you would get the NFT, and then it would stack those 1,000 stacks for one cycle. And then those rewards that you would get are going to be given to the Surfer Kids nonprofit, and you'll still have your 1,000 stacks. So it's a win-win. Super cool idea. You know, Friedger and team have just been trying all these different new weird ways at the edge cases to utilize proof of transfer in new and novel ways that benefit, you know, all kinds of different people. So I think it's dope. I haven't bought one yet. I'm doing it after I upload this video. Yeah, that's it for the week. This week in stacks. I love y'all. Merry Christmas. Go do something generous and kind for somebody just for the hell of it. But yeah, I'll see y'all in the next video, whenever that is. I love y'all. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right.